Hello, my name is Gabriel Xavier. I'm 14 years old. Today is the 28th of November, and I'm speaking with my mother, whose name is Marin. We're recording this interview in San Diego, California. So, Mom, what was your childhood like?
My childhood was generally happy until my father was diagnosed with a terminal illness when I was 9 years old. He was sick until he died when I was 14, right before I started high school. And those were my formative years that really shaped the nature of my childhood.
Since all this happened, maybe before this, what were you like as a kid?
I went to a very interesting school that was very small, private experimental school where I only had 9 to 13 kids in my grade. It was called the Philadelphia School, and it was like a family. And we were in the middle of the city. I grew up in the center city, Philadelphia, but once a week we went to the farm and did nature. It was very artsy and creative, and I had a lot of very close friends.
So when did you decide to become a doctor?
I took care of my father when I was age 9 to 14. And he was very sick. And at that point, my childhood really ended. He had a disease where he stopped making blood and he was transfusion dependent. And he was always very good at science. But I didn't always want to be a doctor. I only was interested in medicine for two people that really influenced me. Number one, my mother, who, after I told her I just wanted to move to Europe and have lots of children, and she told me I really should have a backup plan and shouldn't depend on other people, and I should create my own career path. And the second person was my boyfriend in college really encouraged me to apply to medical school, because after talking with my mom and him, that was really what I was most talented at. I was very good at sciences. And of course, my experience with my father at a formative age really influenced my interest.
When and how did you meet my father?
At the end of college. Well, I should back up. I always worked to help pay for college and expenses. And I worked at a place called the English Language Institute during college, where English as a second language was taught to international students. I worked as an interaction leader, where I met all sorts of young adults from all over the world. My husband was a student at the English Language Institute. He was sent to learn business English to help his family business in Brazil. I met him during a field trip when I served as an interaction leader for American culture. And it was pretty much love at first sight.
Lastly, how would you like to be remembered as a person?
Above all else, I would like to be remembered as a positive influence in my children's life, and to be remembered as an incredible influence and role model on how to work hard and achieve things not only for yourself, but actually to impact other humans and make their lives better. And having the power to do that is a real blessing. And I would like that to be my legacy.